The $300,000 project was mostly paid for with taxpayer dollars. So far, private investors have shied away from sinking money into furthering the untested and so far tepid electric vehicle market. That's when the government can contribute in a meaningful way, says Barry Carr with the Department of Energy.
Fortunately, a lot of this cutting-edge technology, finally the government is realizing that, you know, they're going to have to throw some money at it to make, to change the culture the way people think.
The stations are mostly located at the Buffalo Niagara Medical Campus. Currently, only a handful of plug-in cars like the Chevy Volt and Nissan Leaf have sold locally, although dealerships say the waiting list is growing all the time. For WNED, I'm Daniel Robison.